is Gordon. Hold on. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2 Tango Tango Tango. And this is K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. And this is Barotechnet. Barotechnet is conducted every Thursday at 9 p.m. on 146.79, the repeater of the Bergen County FM Association, our brother club. We encourage people to support that club for their generosity of using their repeaters, both here on 2 meters and also on 440 for various baronets. All right, the TechNet's a little different than other nets you might be familiar with. First of all, anybody is welcome to participate as long as you have permission to operate, or privileges, if you will, to operate in the 2-meter band. And that the subject need not be narrowly defined as being technical in the narrowest of ways. Some people think that. But amateur radio is a technical hobby, and it involves communication. Therefore, anything that benefits from the communication, therefore depends on the technology, whether it's directly discussing the technology or not, is fair game for communication and discussion at the TechNet. In so many words, you bring the question or the comment, and we'll have a discussion as a group. It'll be wonderful. To it, checking in is also a little different. We check in by giving your call sign, your name, and indicating whether or not you have a question, a comment, or none of the above. So, for instance, you might say W2TTT, Gordon, and I have a question, or I have a comment, and such like that. So, that's pretty much how it goes. We do this in an orderly manner. So, let's start. Stations whose call signs begin with Alpha, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment. Alrighty. How about stations whose call signs begin with November? Please call K2BAR.
This is NS2K Jim. No questions at this moment.
Jim, NS2K, W2TTT. No questions? Got it. By one, I'll call for more stations in one moment. W2TTT. Okay, let's try that again. I feel like QSY. That's funny. So stations wanting to check in with a November call, please call K2BAR. Okay, NS2K is already in. Whiskey stations, please call K2BAR.
This is W2JEK, Don, no question.
Good evening, Don. Alrighty. Any other stations with a whiskey call, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is W2KBM, Carl. And I think I will launch towards you a question that regards packet email gateways, whenever W2KBM.
Okay, Carl. Very good. You have a question. That's an awesome thing. Good evening to you and Don. All right. Let's go to any other whiskey stations. Please call K2BAR. All righty. We're going to do Kilo 2s. The Kilo 2s. We'll come to other kilos later, I promise. Kilo 2s. Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
KT2ORX to K2BAR. Good evening, Gordon. Good evening, Jim. Good evening, everybody else. I'm just going to listen out tonight, Gordon. No questions, no comments. I'm kind of in and out between work here.
Okay, Robert, very fine. Good evening to you. Any other Kilo 2s?
K2AMI, Tony. No questions, no comments. None of the above. Just listening.
Okay, Tony, very good. And the other Kilo 2. Kilo Charlie 2, Alpha Whiskey X-Ray. No questions, no nothing. Okay, Harvey, good evening to you. KC2AWX, any other Kilo 2s?
K2GFL, David, with a comment.
David, your comment is so noted. We'll come around to you in a moment. Any other Kilo 2s?
Kilo 2, Zulu Charlie Mobile. Dave, no questions.
Good evening, Dave. Got you in there. Any other Kilo 2s? Any other Kilo stations? Kilo Alphas, Kilo Charlies, Kilo Deltas, Kilo Echoes, whatever. Kilo Foxtrots, whatever you are. Any other Kilo call, please call K2BAR. Would you call sign your name and whether or not you have a question or a comment?
KA2BDU. Helmut, no question at this time.
Helmut, I got you. And who was the other station who just came in with Helmut?
KC2BAR, Stewart, KC2SQP.
K2BAR. K2BAR, this is KC2PYB, Richard. No comments or questions at this time.
Very good, Richard. I have a comment which I will, I'm going to put you down for a comment, but it'll actually be my comment to you, which I'll share. And that's good. All right, any other Kilos?
This is KC2PBD. Good evening, Gordon.
KC2PBD, very good. Good evening to you as well. Any other Kilos? Any other call signs wishing to check in? Any other stations wishing to check in with any call sign? Please call K2BAR. With your call sign, your name, whether or not you have a question or comment, and I'll leave up. Alrighty, well, let's see, we have K2DSL's comment, we have W2KBF's question, and we have a comment for KC2PYB. Since we're at max participation, I just want to make a take a bit of indulgence here, if you don't mind. I'm going to go through the comments first. First, Richard, you did a great job on the Racy's Net last night, I had a very pleasant meeting with our radio officer, our OEM coordinator, and our CERT leader, and we had a good time here in Bergenfield tonight. So that was why I was a little late getting up here. Other than that, I apologize, but I thought you'd like to know that. And Richard, people were very sympathetic to the fine job and the duress under which you delivered the fine job yesterday. I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. I'll talk to you after the net on the landline. I do appreciate your comment. Thank you. This is KC2PYB clear.
Universal approbation. Grace under fire, as they say. Alrighty. And it was a good performance, even if it wasn't your first time. K2DSL, your comment, sir. This is K2BAR.
K2DAR, K2DSL, today via email from a contester I have made probably a dozen contacts with and never spoken with, I received an email, and attached to it was a scan of a January 1958 CQ Magazine article. He was just going through it, and in there is my call sign, K2DSL. For a young woman from Trenton, New Jersey, who got her Novus license in 53 a few weeks before her 12th birthday, and with the help of her brother earned her general before the year was over. So I did a little bit of investigation, and she has kind of an odd first name, and I'm thinking I found her in California. So there's no email on QRZ, so I'm going to see if there's anyone who I contacted might know her email, and then I will email her off about me and a copy of this scanned article. I thought that was kind of cool that guy recognized my call sign and sent me the article. That's my comment. Back to that, K2DSL.
Hi, how delightful is that? That is awesome. Very nice. And by the way, that's a CQ magazine from January 1958. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I guess he was just looking through it, and he happened to spot my call sign.
Yes, and that was the the year, or pardon me, the month before I was born. Oh, my. Oh, dear me. And that's relevant because, at least to me, not only because of the obvious, but because we just kind of memorialized my father's birthday yesterday, having passed 13 years ago. You know, yesterday would be my dad's birthday, so, and my sister's birthday today, which reminds me I have a phone call to make after the net, not to mention an email to remind my siblings. But anyway, very good. That's very, very good. That means my sister's 50 today, by the way. It's a great deal. Anyway. Alrighty. The evil older brother that I am. Let's see. What's next on the agenda? Let's see. Okay, so she's still a ham. Is that right, David?
Yeah, that's right. I did a quick look up her. She has an odd first name, and it's the only one when I do a QRZ search of her first name, it comes back, happens to match. She's the only one who has that name, and I can calculate based on what they put in the article that she would be born around 1941, and it happens to have 1941 with this woman's name. There's just no email address. So her current call sign is Whiskey 6 Fox Charlie Whiskey, and she's in Carlsbad, California, which is right near the water, and she's still a general. So I actually found with her maiden name that she might have worked at a real estate office, but she's no longer there, so I'm trying to see if they have her email address. So I did all that this afternoon after I got this. Back to that.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm really glad you don't work for a credit bureau. God help us all. Anyway, really good. That's really cool. All right. So let's see who's next. That would be W2KBF with his question. So what's up, Mr. Carl?
Yeah, hi, Gordon. This is W2KBF. I don't know how you keep track of who's on the net and drive at the same time. I find that to be a little frightening, too. Anyway, this is not a technical question so much as an operating question. So I've become interested in sending email to the Internet from remote sites, say while I'm out in my RV, or let's say from a campsite during a search and rescue or something like that. And I'm looking into ways to do this via HF or VHF. Okay, so the ham radio using a portable computer and some sort of a digital analog converter, but interfacing to the Internet, now to the Internet through some sort of a gateway. So my question is, at this point in time these days, do you need to acquire fancy software like WinLink and some of the other applications that go on HF and find the HF mail servers out there all around the world? Or is this functionality built into today's VHF packet stations like WA2SNA? So I'm looking, first of all, for a yes or no. It's easy or it's not easy to do. And if it's difficult, then maybe we can have a chat offline about it. This is W2KBF. Back to Ned.
Okay, I reached my pain threshold on focused. So what is it you want me to look up on the Internet? I'm sorry. My phone rang, and my bride has a request, so I have to focus on that, too. So what was exactly you want me to look up on the Internet?
No, I didn't want you to look up anything. It's a question as to whether, I'll rephrase it. Is it possible for me to log on to WA2SNA.4? And by manipulating the addresses, am I able to send brief emails to the Internet, or am I limited to the amateur radio packet network?
You are limited to the amateur radio packet network in general, unless there's a mail gateway that knows you and knows how to handle you and knows to forward off net, in which case then you're covered. That's how that works. There are some internet gateways using some of the Linux servers that bridge between the two. I forget the call signs of fellow who's got 44.1.1.1, if I remember right, as an IP address, or 44.0.0.1, I forget. But if you go to that IP address and that node with a telnet session, you can check in. Then you can actually come down through the radio network into SNA from Massachusetts via the internet. It's kind of neat. And yes, they have it. They also have a mail gateway for selected users. But in general, the answer is no.
Roger, it's the mail gateway for selected users. I thought I had seen addresses on the bulletin board on the mail server that implied that things were coming off and on the internet, and that's what attracted my attention. Okay, I will look into that. Thank you, Gordon. This is W2KBF.
Sorry about the flubbing of the question, but just as you got around to asking your question, my phone rings and Nancy said, blah, 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 blah. Oh, dear. All right. So that's excellent. I'm trying to think if anyone else has any comments they want to add to that, please do so. Double get to TTC. Okay, we need a longer net here, guys. We need more questions. All right. I'm going to just kill time for a second here while people ponder that. And note for Carl. Carl, how is it that I drive and do the net? It's very simple. I log while in a fixed position. I keep track of who has questions and comments, and then I proceed to drive remembering who has the questions and comments list. As long as it's not about deeper than about six items, I'm good. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so, but I was kind of wondering why you just don't let go of the steering wheel, you know, when it's your time to talk on the net, you know, and then go back to your driving when they, when it's time to sign it over. W2KBM.
It's not that hard, actually. I don't need to let go of the steering wheel. I kind of find that driving with one knee is generally something you do on a very empty road, you know, when, you know, you want the burger and the drink in your hand at the same time, but that's usually rare, and I would not advise that to anybody. I mean, does it happen? Oh, yeah. But that's not the way I operate. When Nancy's in the car, sometimes she'll type the call signs and names and such in the car with me, which is kind of cool. We're actually coming from two different directions today. She's coming from New Milford. I'm coming from the northeast corner of Bergenfield. And anyway, pretty much it. So we had an interesting night the other night. Let me drop it. Okay, before I go on to the next subject, does anyone want to comment about how to drive, log, communicate, etc.? Anybody want to get up on a soapbox about that? I'm in. Go. KC2RX saying to recycle the timer. I will do that. Yep, absolutely. We were a little quick on the trigger. We'll take care of that. Thank you. No problem. Anybody else have a comment about mobile operation and doing all the things that one needs to do?
K2ZO Mobile.
K2ZO Mobile. You have a comment or a question or none of the above for the net?
None of the above right now. I just got in there and flipped the radio on I heard Dave's story, and that was really very interesting.
Wasn't it? If you want to do a reprise on that subject.
Jim, did you hear the story?
a daughter. That's usually what his plight is. I think ham radio for him is an antidote to estrogen overload. Although, can you ever have an... Well, I guess if they're your daughters, you can have an estrogen overload. But if it's your wife or a bunch of beautiful women, can you ever have an estrogen overload? Let's ask that question. Is that a technical subject?
Yes, you can absolutely have it, Gordon. It happens every single day.
I don't know the answer to that. And I grew up in a house full of women. And I'll still never understand them. And yes, Dave, I did hear that story, and it was very interesting. Back in that case, who's that off?
Dave, if I recall that not only did Jim grow up in a house full of women, he raised a house full of women, and, you know, he's the only male from the time he was in swaddling clothes to the present day in his house.
But that's okay. I love him.
Yeah. It's always the have you ever noticed it's the salesman who always likes... Never mind. I'm not going there. All right. Moving right along. Anything else on the subject of Dave's interesting story about K2DSL? Which is kind of cool, by the way, Dave, because you found the first K2DSL, undoubtedly. It was the early 50s. She was probably KN2DSL, and she became K2DSL, which is pretty awesome. I know my call sign's been taken over as a vanity call, and God knows how many people had it before me. My old one, WB2CAM. So go figure. Alrighty. Let's see, where are we at this point? Any additional check-ins, comments, and then I do have something about what happened last Tuesday night.
K2AI?
Tony, go right ahead.
As you know, last weekend was the ARRL International DX Contest, and I think Dave was the winner in our little group here, making the most contacts and making the most countries. So you might want to get a comment from him. I got a measly 50-some-odd countries, 50, I'm sorry, 57 countries and 106 contacts on the low bands, and I thought that was great for me, but throw it back to Dave, and he'll tell you his score.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
K2VAR, K2DSL. I think Don's on. Don also participated. I know Phil participated, and Bruce participated, and Tony's nephew, Tom, participated. I'm sure there are others, but those happen to be the ones I know. As much time as I could get on the air, I tried to get on. But I got to tell you, a sideband phone contest gives you one heck of a headache, at least for me, on wire antenna where I got everything coming at me from all angles. So I made 209 contacts. Those 209 contacts were with 155 distinct stations, so some of those stations were on up to four bands, 78 different DXCCs, and we were not allowed, well, we could, they just didn't count for anything, so nobody did it, make contacts with any U.S. states other than Hawaii and Alaska, and we couldn't make contact with Canadian states. So those 78 DXCCs were Hawaii, Alaska, and then 76 other entities. It covered 19 of the 40 zones, and to show how small the contesting community is of those 155 stations, 75 of them I had previously had a contact with. And the big one for me was a VK pileup, which is Australia, and he called me out on my little 100 watts and a wire, and I had my first phone contact with Australia, which was the highlight for me. But otherwise, it was a lot of work, a voice contest. CW and RIDI are a lot easier for me. Back to that.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. One day I'd like to see your shack and hear what you hear, because I'm of the opinion that I just don't hear well from where I am, on HF in particular. But then again, I'm really, really picky. Alrighty. Oh, man. It's been a long day, gentlemen. And it's all gentlemen. Yes, we are all gentlemen. There are no females in this list. Alrighty. So, that sounds really, really cool. Next week, I would like folks to consider having, if you have Packet, to have it set up, and also, if you can, simultaneously have access to one of the BCFMA 440 repeaters. Would like to do that. I'll just give everybody a little heads up. If you have Packet, since it's on 2 meters, we'll try to use 7.9, but a lot of people will want to use a better antenna for Packet, so I'd like to see who can connect to who, and it might be fun. So, we'll consider that, and I'll announce the frequency during the TechNet next week. Subject, of course, to questions coming in. So, anyway, I guess that's it I have for now. Any other comments or questions for the net or check-ins for the net, please call K2BAR.
Mr. K.
NS2K, it's always a pleasure to hear your dulcet, very, very much baritone voice. W2CDT, K2BAR.
Whatever. Anyway, I had an amusing related story to your driving told to me this afternoon, where one of our vendors at work, who's also a ham, although not terribly active, when he relinquished his car in the last exchange, the company car, he bought a new one, and the other one was turned over to another employee. The other employee picked it up at a local commuter airport, and as I understand, didn't even make it entirely off the property of the airport before rear-ending another person. Now, the other side of that story was, this is a person who is a multi-commercial jet, anyway, licensed to carry passengers, pilot, and he, at least the story goes, I have no idea what the truth is, was enthralled with all of the new features and gugas on the dashboard, I don't know what it was, but yeah, some such thing. So, you know, even the more competent among us are easily distracted. Compound that with the state of, I think, New York this week is having something of a blitz. Although I've seen a lot of cars pulled over in New Jersey where they seem to be looking for people using non-hands-free devices. Anyway, NS2K here.
Yeah, well, let me go to your last point first. New Jersey is on a month-long blitz to raise $10 million just by the state police. They've authorized $1 million worth of overtime to accomplish said goal, and they have little doubt of total economic success, possibly exceeding expectations. I think New York has a similar campaign going on this month as well. It's a lovely thing. So yes, make sure you have your appropriate documentation kicking up with the appropriate New Jersey law, which I have right here, along with a copy of the certificate-sized version of my ham radio license, of course, duly laminated in the visor. So that will go a long way to settling down problems, because you don't want people writing it. I mean, a driver's license, registration, insurance card, ham license, and a copy of the appropriate Title 39. That's what you want to do. In case there's a question, because often today, the newfound way to cite people is, we're just going to cite you and then hand you the ticket and you can fight it out in court. And I don't have time for that nonsense. So I'm going to at least give the opportunity to the officer to, you know, not fall on a sword and embarrass themselves. That's kind of the goal. Anyway. Let's see. Anybody else want to make some comments on this wonderful subject? Please call K2B AR.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYB.
There are two stations. We'll get PYB first, and then we'll pick up the other one. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, just a comment on what you were saying there. Yeah, New York has been blitzing, particularly on the bridge crossing where the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority is. They've got people out there. If they see any kind of antennas on your car or a vanity license plate with a call sign like mine would be KC2PYB, they pull you over whether you're talking on the radio or anything. Even if there's no radio in the car, they pull you over and ticket you. This is the stories I've been hearing from amateur radio operators in New York, and they're looking for just the attitude that you express. I haven't got time for this, you know, so I just give you a ticket. You're not going to come to court to fight it or this or that or whatever. Of course, New York has a very similar law to New Jersey about ham radio operators being exempt from the hands-free nonsense. And they're not looking for, you know, you to actually show up in court. They're just trying to generate money. And personally, I feel like that's, you know, really low. And if I have a vanity license plate with my call sign on it or it on the car or anything, if I have both hands on my steering wheel and I'm not even on it, you know, to be pulled out like that, you know, to me it's like I said, really low. And I would fight anything and then go after the cops giving me the ticket because ignorance of the law is no excuse. If it's not an excuse for me, it's even less of an excuse for a person who's out there supposedly enforcing that law. So, this is KC2PYB.
Well, you're absolutely right, and, you know, especially if you hand them a copy of the relevant law, and it's pretty clear, it's not exactly one of those things where you need to tell it to a judge. It's, you know, cut and dry. It's not like the third buried clause with three contingent clauses that must be satisfied first in order to apply, blah, blah, blah. You know, so this does not apply to amateur radio operators, period. Next.
72JEK.
And were you the other station, Mr. Dot?
That's a roger. Yeah, John Tchaikovsky, or whatever pronounced his name, the so-called road warrior, wrote an article in the Record a couple weeks back about this and said that who was Brakais or whatever was asking a question about it, and he quoted some law that said that amateurs were not exempt. And then we got another newspaper article, and this was on, Wednesday the 4th of March in the local section. And he then, in the back on page 7 of the, it starts out with his column on page 1, but on the back of page 7, he, Little Crow, and admits that he was looking at the wrong law, that the amateurs are exempt. So, whatever it is, he's, it was retracted, but on the back page, not on the front page. Back to that.
But of course, we have a reputation to maintain. And, anyway, such is life. It is amazing. Oh, well. Alrighty. We have a bright side. We at least got the retraction put into the paper at half the battle, right? So, anyway. Alright, are there any other check-ins for that? Please call K2BAR.
WP3SN.
Hi, Jose. WP3SN from K2BAR. Are you checking in with a question or comment, or none of the above?
Nope. How are you doing, Gordon? Hello, everybody. This is WP3SN, Jose, down in Jersey City. No comments. Actually, I just wanted to tell you, Joe's Figueroa's call sign is KT2TR. I remember because... Well, he actually reminded me, because I put KT2 estimated time of resolution. That's how we remember it.
God only knows, you need to have lots of...
No, never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Estimated time for resolution. Yeah, I'm not going there. I'll talk to you on the phone about it, but I'm not talking about that here. Oh, dear me. Yes, that's right. We have the odd problem, folks, of that Cub Scout Pack 139 now has a new Cub Master, who's Joe or Jose, and he's KC2 ETR. Been ham a long time. Not very active. He's got a memorizer, let's put it that way, which he bought new 1,000 years ago. And he now is proud owner of a brandy new J-Pole that he, Richard, and Jose, WP3FN, all built a bunch of them the other night in the church basement during our Boy Scout troop meeting. It was very, very cool. And I gave them mine and as a pattern and some materials, and they just went to town. And looks good, and they really do look good. So we shall see. So that was a fun thing to do, and, you know, the boys will take more note of that another time, but it's moving right along. So any other follow-on comments for what Jose brought up? This is K2BAR.
S2K.
S2K, go ahead.
A little follow-up on the enforcement thing. I did get stopped right after the New York law went into effect as a, I think it went in as a, just after it went in as a primary offense in New York State. And amazingly enough, I was able to explain to the officer that no, that I'm a federally licensed user of this radio system. And showed him a copy of my license, and or actually the pocket size original. And I didn't have, and I need to get from Steve the New York statute. I had a copy of the New Jersey statute that obviously explicitly exempted amateur radio operators, but I need to get a copy of the New York. But he bought it. I mean, that was I was amazed. I expected to have to go through and, you know, to have to go to court over something like that is horrific. And, of course, they do count on you not carrying through. Anyway, back to net, NS2K.
That's awesome. So he bought it. That's excellent. That's the point. Anybody else?
This is KC2PYV.
Go ahead, Jose.
KC2PYV.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I belong also to Metroplex, and I have a lot of New York members. I'll see if I can get a copy for you, Jim, of the New York law, because they're the ones who brought this about the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority pulling people out just because of their license plates. So I'll see if I can get a copy of that from them and then pass it up to you. Also, if K2AMI Tony's on the air, I believe he had a copy of the New Jersey law, which he had been giving now, and if he has any more copies or has a copy that he can send to me, I would appreciate that. I seem to have lost my copy of the New Jersey law.
Anybody else have comments?
AMI.
Okay, Tony.
I don't have an electronic copy, there, Rich, but I could send you a paper copy.
Okay, that would be fine, or I can come by your place to pick it up. Like I said, I need something to do during the day.
Okay, the problem is scheduling. I got a million things to do during the day, too. Well, give me a landline around noontime tomorrow. I've got a blood test in the morning. I won't be going to coffee in the morning. And sometime after lunch should be okay.
Okay, if you know what I'm doing around then, and otherwise you can mail it to me. That would be just as good.
No, there's an electronic copy available. I don't have it, but perhaps somebody may come up with that too. I've long since misplaced it, I'm sure. Alrighty, very good. We'll take care of it.
I have it on the New Jersey State website. If you give me your email, tell me your call sign, if you are that listed, I can send you an email.
Okay, my call sign is KC2TYV, Papa Yankee, Bravo.
Send it to Gordon 2.
Will do, will do.
Godzy, godzy. Okay, excellent. All right, so we live, we learn. Someone can find the New York law online, too. That'd be awesome. I don't know. I mean, I have the paper copy, but I like to have an electronic copy. That's a useful thing to be able to share with others on the fly. All righty. Anybody else?
This is KC2PYB again.
Go right ahead, Richard.
Okay, just again on this particular topic, I did notice, I think it was maybe about a week ago, in the Road Warrior column about this, the truckers are now whining that they should be exempt from it also. And what caught my eye was they put in this great contribution that they made during 9/11 with their CB radios. I personally am not aware of any. I don't know if they did, but I know if this whining keeps up, the state capital may just turn around and say they've had enough of all this and just take all the exemptions away, and we could end up not being able to use our radios in the car, or risk having a fine if we do use the radio in the car. Just the way the truckers came off with all this is beyond me. It's KC2PYB.
Yeah, frankly, I don't have a problem with them having an exemption, but not for the reason that they gave, but because they're safe drivers. They don't do stupid stuff, generally. I mean, truckers are an amazingly well-behaved community of drivers. And so, I don't know. I don't think they're going to risk flopping the rig over and turning it into a pretzel, because of that, a CV. But, we used to handle that. Like, for instance, you must have a CDL and be operating a commercial motor vehicle. That would solve it. Anyway, I'd be fine with that. Anyway, now that I've thrown kerosene on that fire, W2TTT. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is KC2PYB. That last comment I just really can't go with. Having gone down to Trenton last Thursday morning, very early in the morning before the sun was even up, I figured I would leave early because I wouldn't run into a lot of traffic. What I ran into was a lot of truckers on the turnpike. And if you're not a 16-wheeler, get out of the way. You're in my way. You're on my road. I'm in the center lane doing the speed limit. And all of a sudden, I got a 16-wheeler come up behind me. And not one, but several come up behind me. And, I'm suddenly in their way. Well, my answer to that is leave early if you're in that much of a hurry. And if you're driving a vehicle that big that doesn't stop that fast, you shouldn't be doing things like that. Because if I suddenly jam my brakes for whatever reason, all right, he either risks coming right through the back of me or going completely out of control, causing a bigger problem. And like I said, having worked on the highways for a lot of years, it's usually the truckers have done something really stupid, and that's why they're in trouble, because they're not driving under control, and that's the basis of everything. I don't care what the speed limit is, I don't care what the road conditions are, you have to drive that vehicle with it under control, and no court anywhere in the United States is going to absolve you from that, because they'll always say, even the insurance companies, if you are driving that vehicle under control and you have total control of it, you are not 2 feet, 3 feet away from somebody's back bumper in a vehicle that weighs several thousand pounds, that takes several hundred feet to stop at any speed. So I really can't say they're that well behaved. after my experience on the road last Thursday morning. This is KC2PYB.
Well, they shouldn't be on your bumper like that, but the problem is on a three-lane road in New Jersey, they're prohibited from entering the left-hand lane under any circumstances, unless the lane is a sort of a lane closure, forcing that option to be the only one available. So the idea is to keep the center lane clear for the through truckers. Keep to the right if you want to go fast. Keep them slow if you keep to the left if you want to go fast. And be prepared to duck them if they're in the middle, because they're going fast right down the middle, because that's what they do. Anyway, win, lose, or draw, that's why they probably shouldered you, or not shouldered, but, you know, came close-quartered you, and they shouldn't do that, but your points will take it. All righty. Anybody else? This is K2BAR. Okay, any other check-ins, comments, confusions? Please call K2BAR. Okay, so just a reminder that next week on Tuesday is, up to Thursday, probably on Thursday, is the next TechNet. You can have a packet station set up on 2 meters. That would be excellent. We'll give out the frequency. You want to put a better antenna on the radio that's going to be on packet for this purpose, because we're all kind of spread out a little bit. But if that's possible, I would really appreciate it. And the other thing is that, you know, use a lesser 2-meter antenna, or maybe a portable whip or something for the repeater. You're at 2 meters. And or have maybe the ability to get on 440 phone, you know, FM, on one of the BCFMA repeaters. Alrighty. Well, I'd like to thank NS2K, W2JDK, W2KBF, KC2RX, K2AMI, KC2AWX, K2DSL, K2Zulu Charlie, K2BDU, KC2SQP, KC2PYB, KC2PBD, and K2ZO for checking in. And look forward to working you guys again next couple of days or couple of minutes, whatever. And one quick reminder, there will be a one-day amateur radio course on the 17th of April in Bergenfield. It's a Friday during the day into the evening. So please contact me at Whiskey2TangoTangoTango if interested. At this time, we will secure K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and return the repeater to normal amateur radio use. This is W2TTT.